June the 4th, 2020. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Murad Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the Tafsir of Imam Warfuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blogtalkradio.com archives and you'll be able to listen to the talks that you have missed. We will open with a short dua, and then we will continue where we left off yesterday. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihil kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam mubarak. The Ramadan session topic, man and the universe as mates, created for each other, its timeless relevancy. Lecturer, Imam Warfuddin Muhammad. So Muhammad was taken up into the heavens. Pardon me. The world went wrong when Adam went wrong. In the Bible, it says that the father has to be brought back and connected to the children, and the children with the father. Reconcile. So if it doesn't happen, the whole earth is going to be hit with a curse. So this is what the Bible said. Now, I don't know how a preacher would commit or comment on that to his congregation. He might think that the Father is God. He might say the Father is Jesus Christ, that we have to accept Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and God. He is mighty, or he might say, that though he is the Son and not the Father, but it is simple, as plain as day. The world went wrong when Adam went wrong. And Adam is a universal type representing the common life that God wants for all of us. That we take an interest in this creation because he charged Adam with being a caretaker. There were no houses like we understand them. There were no buildings, streets, and cities like we understand them. So what was he to be a caretaker of? What was he being held responsible for? The natural environment. So he created man. Firstly, to be responsible in the natural environment, responsible to Creator in the natural environment. God said, whatever is in the sky, I made to come down and yield its benefit to you. And whatever is in the earth, I made it to yield its benefit to you, all people. So that is the Adam that we have to be reconciled with. If not, all of us are going to be cursed down here on this earth. So you have to come back and get the mind of the first man, get the heart of the first man, male and female. You have to come together in that posture and in that position as a caretaker, custodian, khalifa, responsible, for the environment, to your wife, responsible to your children, responsible to your community. You are supposed to be a developer. Allah put Adam in the earth to be a developer. And that is how he became the one qualified to teach even the angels the language, even their own names. And even in this day and time we're living in, the developer is still more Adam than anybody else. So that preacher is not Adam. The typical preacher is no Adam. After the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, get some of this good earth, and said, take responsibility for your community and build things. These preachers now are trying to build homes. They are doing a lot of good work, but they didn't do that before. So now they are becoming little Adams, little developers, and that's good. I like that, and we like that. So Muhammad was taken up into the heavens. Well, we are about to close this out. So it says they have to be reconciled with their father. Muhammad was taken up into the heavens and on the ascent and night travel, the first level that he witnessed as he was rising. And the ascent of the human soul was the level upon which he greeted Adam. He said, peace be unto you, my father Adam. And he was taken up to a second level. There were seven levels he was taken through. On the second level, he saw there Jesus Christ and John the Baptist. I'm saying it in the language of the church. He saw Jesus, Esau, and John, Yahya. He said to them, peace be unto you, my brother, Jesus and my brother John. And then he was taken up to a third level, and he witnessed Joseph, Yusuf in the Quran. And he greeted him likewise, my brother. But on the first level, he said, my father, Adam. Then on the second level, he said, my brother, to John and Jesus, Yahya and Esau. And then he went to the third level. And it was his brother Joseph, Yusuf, he said, my brother Joseph. And he went to the fourth level, and he greeted him, my brother Idris. Then he went to the fifth level, and there he witnessed Aaron, the brother of Moses. And he greeted him, peace be unto you, my brother Aaron. And on the sixth level, there he witnessed Moses, who was higher than Aaron, of course. And he greeted Moses, peace be unto you, my brother Musa. And he finally arrived at the seventh level, and there was Ibrahim, and he said, peace be unto you, my father Abraham, or Ibrahim. From there, he was taken on the travel. So it was an ascent. That's vertical, isn't it? He went straight up from where? He went straight up from the Kaaba, from the Masjid al-Haram in Mecca, into the heavens. So the vertical mustaqim is the path of rightness, the development of the soul in virtuous purity and high principles, etc. So that is the ascent. Then he traveled. That's horizontal. Now, you tell me, that isn't that a cross? If the ascent is vertical and the travel is horizontal, you have a cross. So see how the mystery are addressing and so many ways to educate the blessed ones. Praise be to Allah. So the horizontal is the important relationship that man has with man, families have with families, industry has with industry, communities have with community. That's the horizontal. So he was taken to the place that was the symbol of the glorious time for the Jews, to Jerusalem, where they were the kingdom of Solomon. And the ruins are still there. When they go to the Wailing Wall, they are weeping on what is left of that great kingdom. What are they weeping for? We lost this. Enemies conquered us, not the Muslims. Before the Muslims, it was the Romans. Really, the Muslims did not want to conquer them. Muslims never wanted to conquer them. The Muslims just wanted to have their rights, like they wanted to have their rights. So Medina established after the ascent and the night travel. Allah took him to the great peak for excellence in the life of those people symbolized as the government under Solomon, the wise, upon him be the peace. And you know what happened later, almost right away? He decided to go to Medina to answer the invitation of the people of Medina. And with experiences and knowledge that Allah gave him in that ascent and that travel, night vision, he was prepared to go and establish the first Muslim world in Medina. It was a world he was to establish. So he went to Medina. We say government, but it was a world. It was a new world. He went there to Medina, and he became the leader for the establishment of the Ummah, the new world of Islam. So Jesus Muhammad, excellence from their original nature. So he had the first to be in the excellent that Allah created for all of us when he created Adam. Muhammad was in that excellent. Jesus and Muhammad are to be seen together. He said there will come a time when the world will see them together, Christ Jesus and himself. He, Prophet Muhammad, said that peace be upon him. So we are to see them together, most importantly, in that Jesus Christ did not get his human excellence from the environment that he was born in and lived in. He got his human excellence from his own original nature that man is not to be given credit for, because it came directly from his original nature, kept for him, preserved for him, and communicated to him by his creator God, Most High. Yes, and the same is for Muhammad, although Muhammad had a mother and a father. Muhammad had a mother and a father, but in actuality, it had little importance in the coming up, because his father died before he was born, and his mother died when he was yet a child. That would be like in his first year of elementary school. So he did not have parents and is more like Adam, isn't he? He had no mother and no father to take over his life and care for him. Like Adam, Adam had neither father nor mother. And Christ Jesus did not have a father, which is perfectly understandable. Allah doesn't reveal things to man that he can't understand. You just have to grow in knowledge and experience so you will be able to digest what is not for children, but is for adults. So Jesus is a sign of where man is to take his life. So in the closing of this session, we come back to the individual, Christ Jesus, as a plural type for all people and as a sign. He is a type serving as a sign, pointing to where man should take his life on this earth, to establish it and have a great society. And Muhammad is actually the human guide guiding his followers to that. Allah says that he evolved the kingdom or the throne, the rule over people. He calls the rule of a people to come to whomsoever he pleases. He resolves it, meaning it is not going to stay with any one people always. His covenant will not stay with any one people always. and the rule over society that he approves of will not come to any one people and stay with them always. No, it revolves. It goes from one to the other. But if you understand this word in Arabic, it does not suggest revolving at all, but the natural order of creation and the development that Allah inspires when it is lost to come back. It is like revolving, but what is it revolving around? The earth, or around the geographics of the earth. Yes, it does that, but it might back up that way. That way, it might come eastward or westward to Africa, and it might go back to other ways through Asia or some people in Asia. So we can't see it that way. You can't see the revolving in that way. It revolves from the original man back to the original man. It starts with the original man, and it goes from him to the philosopher, to the nation builder, to commercial order. And that is what has the throne right now in America, the commercial order. They have the rule. So it revolved. But where did it come from? How did it get started? It started from the original man, from his original nature and his purpose on this earth to develop matter, to develop the earth or land, etc. In accordance with God's will that is imprinted on his very nature. God's will is imprinted upon his very nature, upon his very biological flesh, etc. Constitution. God has inscribed it in it inside him. And it managed to one day come to his conscience, and he began to process this planet Earth. So that is how God evolved it. So what is the word? The word is taken from the Arabic verb meaning to encounter, to meet. This word with Shaitan design on it separates us from our own originality, and we take up different pursuits that God intended for us. Because that is inscribed in us too. It is called Sabbulna, Allah's path that he designed for man's nature, enlightenment and productivity. So they are all inscribed upon the nature. So man is going to pursue those sciences, etc. These are the paths of the Creator, the path of God for him. And these paths sometimes causes us to separate and get lost from each other, lose the central purpose. And we have to come back to it. And those who come back to it, they come back to the fullness of life for mankind on this planet Earth, community life. And when they are blessed to come back to the original nature, the original pattern in man's creation, then they light the whole world. So these separate passions cannot light the whole world. But if you come back to your universality, which is your original nature, you can light the whole world. Son of man is son of man. Sleep repairs and rejuvenates the light. So when that happens, it is though the sun was absent in the life of the people. And the sun comes and makes the whole land bright. And the sun is so compassionate. Now, why is he talking about the sun? You're supposed to understand if you are my student. the Son is so compassionate that it goes away so that the people can have a good night rest, a good night rest. And the Son is so compassionate. Now, why is he talking about the Son? So you are supposed to understand, if you're my student, the Son is so compassionate that it goes away so that the people can have a good night rest. And as one says, I repair, I go to repair. He means go to sleep, and sleeping repairs the life, rejuvenate the life. So it gets you ready for another sunrise. And the Son says, okay, I have given you time to get the benefit of the night. Now, get up. It is Sajda. I'm coming. Now be up before I make my presence. Isn't it wonderful? When you read it in the scripture, the Son of Man, it should be spelled S-U-N. S-O-N is for us in this common language. But in the real language, in the knowledge, it should be S-U-N. And that is the way it was to begin with. And they stopped writing it like that and start writing it S-O-N, Son of Man. Both are correct. So we descended from the first man. We are the sons of man, but more importantly, for scriptural understanding and enlightenment, we are the S-U-N of man. And it is a natural life. It is a part of the creation of man. It is in the creation of man, so he was created to be an illuminated body, to rise up out of his gross matter and illuminate the world of man, as Allah says, and he made the day for activity so man can get busy about his work. And Jesus Christ said, I have to be about my Father's work. Universe created for Muhammad, the type of all mankind. Well, that concludes our session, so don't underestimate the human creation. And don't underestimate what God has said of human creation. Don't play down your own creation. Hear what God said about your excellence, the power and the excellence of creation. And if you can just stick with this one statement, Allah created this universe. The philosophers, the pious ones in Islam, among the scholars say, he created the universe for Muhammad. But Muhammad is this one. Wallace also. Muhammad is the type that addresses Wallace and all of us. So Allah created it for Muhammad. Yes, he created it for the excellence that we are to understand for the human model in Muhammad's life and in his demonstration of that excellence. But that's supposed to be in me too. It is inherent in me too. And if Muhammad is a model for me, then he is a guide to guide me to my excellence, called Uswa Hasana, to my model of excellence. All of us don't achieve equally, like all the prophets are not equal in mission and achievement. They start with Adam and they go up to Abraham. And Muhammad came, and he combines, reconciles all of them together. And then he comes and applies the light of the seven. He is the eighth, and he comes with the light of the seven and applies it as God intended for it to be applied in the life of man on earth. And all of that is in me, and all of that is in you. Allah says there is seven tracks above and like seven in you. And the wise Saudi Arabian rulers, he would say, we have to come to 14, meaning you have to compete or fulfill the purpose for your creation and your small seven that you have down here on earth. And you have to ascend in the enlightenment, in that knowledge, in the light, that the level that are seven firm, seven strong tracks. And in the Bible, it is called firmament. Firm means strong, doesn't it? In the Quran, seven strong tracks. In the Bible, you just get the picture of 11, of elevation. But in the Quran, you get the picture that's on every elevation here. It's nothing, a world evolving, revolving, rotating. So Tahrir around the Kaaba means oriented, orient yourself by the original nature. So that gives us the real picture of the true order of the heavens and the stars and the moon, earth, and all. But it is addressing the soul of man that you have to have a center for your movement. And while you are going in different directions, vertical, horizontal, you have to hold to your core, your center, and do not get away from it. So you revolve around it. So everything has a center for keeping the life, for preserving the life. We should be holding it. And the Kaaba is a symbol. We go there and we make Tahrir around left to right, left to get back where we came from, the nature that God created, not the one in your conscience, but the original nature kept orientated, orienting yourself by the original nature going to the left. So prayer of the two pious, the one on the left side leads, and you know where there are only two persons praying, which one leads the one on the left or the one on the right, the one on the left. That means if you do not know where you are going, you better not leave yourself, your own senses and thoughts. Rely upon your original nature because of the third in your purpose. So the one who stands in front of you is your purpose. And that imam is supposed to know where we are going. I hope he does. Praise be to Allah. Juma is for education, and we cannot form Juma with two. You have to have at least three. So the Juma is for education. It is for enlightenment. The one who leads us is supposed to recite Quran, and in the Quran, there is all that we need to establish ourselves on this planet Earth and be very successful, marvelously successful. And that is what I see in our future. So we are really not feeling too happy to say goodbye to you. I like the expression, all goodbyes are not gone. So I'm going to leave you now and greet you. Assalamu alaikum and Ramadan Mubarak. I was prepared to stay here until Asr time, but we are finished, so I'm leaving. I don't know if you are aware of that. However, I did say all goodbyes are not gone. So you all take care and have a blessed Ramadan. That concludes the Ramadan session, and we are going straight in to the tafsir of the Holy Quran. And we will start the prayer, Al-Fatiha. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياكنستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. The Quran Surah 1 Ayat 2, Lord of all the worlds. The Quran Surah 39 Ayat 4, Son, he would choose, chosen, whom he created. The Quran Surah 2 Ayat 34, Angels bow Adam. Psalms 8, 5, little below angels. So Rab means Lord of all the people. What is the meaning of Lord in the original form or context in the Arabic Quran? Is Lord a person like Jesus or Muhammad? No. Who is the Lord? Allah God of the heavens and the earth is the Lord. How do we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala God is the Lord? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Praise be to God, Lord of all the worlds. So your Lord is God, not the Son of God or God creation. He creates no son. Man are created by God as servants, depending, but they are no biological son of God. God is not biologic. And this is in the gospel too. But it's confused. The language is so covered that you can't see. God has blessed me to lift the cover, then I can see it. So the gospel says God has no biological children or descendants. And I'll take any preacher, the Pope himself, to test. I will take any man on this earth to test because I know what I'm talking about. And I won't have to take them to test. They will recognize the truth quickly. Those big fellas I mentioned, they will see it right away. So what is the meaning of your Lord? God as Lord is not only the Lord of man. God as Lord is Lord of everything in existence. So what is the meaning of Lord? In the Quranic text, many of the scholars have discussed the meaning of this term. Rab in the Quran has meaning that the one who is called and entitled to that name is the one who takes a thing that still needs help to get where it's to go, and he takes that thing, cares for it, watches over it from the distance, and also with the awareness that that thing sometimes that's being done, protect it, and give it what it needs to assist it on where it has to go. That is Rab, Lord. So God is the Rab of everything that is in existence. So he created this world, but he also planned for this world's protection and for this world's growth into its completion. And the law and the influence, etc., that are operating to bring matter to where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends for it to go, eventually, has been designed by God. And God is so designing is that way, is that the Lord of that matter, not just the Lord of man. The Quran Surah 114 Ayat 1 to 3. Although we are called to see God in our own world as our Lord, we say, I seek refuge with the Lord of man, the King of man, the God of mankind. What does that signify? When man has been affected by his Lord in the way his Lord wants him to be affected, he is going to be in community life. And in community life, he is going to need a ruling order. And the ruling order is called kingdom because the last of the old scriptures of the Jews in the gospel promised man a kingdom. Thy kingdom come. And king suggests the presence of a kingdom. What is lastly? We want the kingdom to be like that which is in heaven. So this kingdom must be under God. Man is affected by his wrath to develop as his wrath intends for him to be developed into the civilized community order. After that, he needs the Lord who will serve that order, and he needs a rule for that order. But he should see God always in his life and in his destiny. So king seen as divine is a grave mistake. So when he achieves community life, he should be aware that it is his Lord and creator of the heavens and the earth who has designed for him to come to this community life. When he was achieved government and sits on the throne representing the public and citizen, he should be aware his Lord has been in all of his development, and his Lord has brought him to be king, so he shouldn't make himself to be godlike. Many kings did it in past time, like Pharaoh, but he should witness and worship God. Elahi God. Elahi Nas means worship God. It is where you direct your devotion. When man has been formed as a community, then he has formed a law and an order for that community. And he sits on the throne representing authority, then he should have that whole community and government and its head worship God, who had been in all of his development to bring him from dust to where he is. So we have heard a call, a calling saying to faith, believe in your Lord, and we have believed. See what intelligent man will believe in, not seasonal man, who will be here for 2 or 3 years, and they see another horizon and leave from here and go to the other horizon. I'm talking about man who makes an alliance for life. When they put their hand in the hand of the leader, it is not only their hand, it is the hand of their loins, their children and grandchildren to come. They are pledging their future to the leader for generations and generations to come. So that is how they pledge their alliance to Muhammad. They were saying, as intelligent men of insight, that we have heard a man saying, come to faith, and saying, believe in the God who has evolved our matter from dead matter to become a social community of human beings. That's our creator, who is also our evolved Lord. I can believe in that. I want to believe in that. So God's rule is more than a mother and a father. That is as dear to me and more dear to me than believing in my mother who carried me in her stomach, her womb. And when I come out, she stayed with me, fed me, cleansed me, and helped me until I could walk on my own feet, and wasn't satisfied until she saw that I could go out of the house and get a job and make it for myself. I can believe in her, and I can believe in the Lord in the same way. Because I was nothing, someone is telling me to believe in the one who took me from being nothing and cared for me, my destiny, so much that he didn't even bother to introduce himself to me. He said, I don't want you to be bothered with that heavy responsibility to try and to understand what I'm doing. I'm just doing. I'm just going to do it for him. So human, vulnerable, a little above the angels. So when after creating them as matter enabled them to be born from a biological body of a female in a biological image of a human person, he came there and stood distant where you couldn't see him. God, and he watched you to see that you develop where he wanted you to go. And every time you were in a crisis and the world couldn't solve the crisis, he sent a word from himself to a vessel fit to carry it. That's God, to get you to where he wants you to go as a people of great worth, being worth so much until God, he made you a little above the angels, not in the form that you are in now. Maybe, but in the form he wants you in at the destination. So prophets said, meet me at the destination abundance. So here is a prophet, a leader of the faith community. He's such a leader that God wants the whole world of faith to know that they have no better leader than Muhammad. Prayers and the peace be upon him. And how does he tell them that? He is the best example for those who believe in God. And the last day, it didn't say for Muslims only, but for any who believe in God in the last day. If you are truly believer in the religion here, the excellent model for you, and he's enough for the whole humanity. Translated as enough for all people. So here is the model leader for the faith community. But he's also a leader of works. The world is coming to the point where they are going to have to meet him soon as the leader of the faith community. But before they are going to see him as the leader of the works, he is that man. We know it. Now, the works, what are the works you have to do? If you're going to call the people to faith, you must call the people to believe in the Lord, who is not white, black, brown, European, not African, not Asian, not anybody from amongst us. Agree on man that you will not raise up for yourselves, Lord, through the disrespect for God. So what Lord are you going to call them to, brother? You are calling them to have faith, to believe in your Lord who is not European, African, Asian, nor anybody from biological life, but the one who exists in the heavens and the earth everywhere and lives eternally. He who neither sleeps nor slumber, nor does fatigue touch him. The Quran, Surah 1, Ayat 1 to 7, Ar-Rahman, the Rahim. So the one who is creator of all the useful things, the benefactor or the beneficent God, the one who has made available all those gifts that we recognize in the natural creation as the grace of God. This attribute brings to mind the role of man in the human society. In the social family is that of a provider. When the baby is born, it begins enjoying the benefits of a home life that are made possible by its father, the provider. Home has developed naturally or in line with normal human development. The child has its bed, its clothing, its eating table, the food and other things that it needs to satisfy itself in its childhood. These things are provided by the father. In the home, the father is a benefactor who provides and who makes gifts available to the young children. Of his loins, we have in Al-Rahman a name that is much greater in the description because it is a name that covers the whole of creation, the whole of human need, and all the needs of all creatures. Rahman for physical, mental, moral, spiritual need. Al-Rahim not only covers the physical graces, but it also includes the mental, the moral, and the spiritual graces. Even the Holy Quran itself is called a gift of Al-Rahman. So Al-Rahim, mercy womb. Al-Rahim brings to mind another grace and mercy. So we see in it an image or a signification pointing to the concept of the female womb, the child, conceived in the womb of the mother, grows until it reaches its full development. When it is delivered into the world, it remembers no pain or bad experience from that period of development in the womb. It comes here immediately. It provides with milk in the breast of the mother. It is the food that it needs for further growth and development. So we see in this too the attributes of a benefactor providing the need for the young child before it becomes aware that it has any needs. So this is a graceful mercy that comes to the creatures continuously without the creatures having to ask for it. It is an eternal grace and a continuous grace. So we have two attributes that are attributes of the divine supreme being. One bringing to mind the social image of man and his role as a provider and benefactor. The second one bringing to mind the role of the woman as one who watches over and cares for the tender life, give it its need, and protects it from suffering. God, male, Zeus, Apollo. Society has worshipped God in the male image and in the female image. They have God in the Middle East as male sex god Zeus, Apollo, and others. Then they had God also as a female deity, the great mother of Themis, and others at one time or another. The male sex deity enjoyed popularity as the dominant concept for people to worship. And at another time, the female sex deity enjoyed the popularity of having been worshipped by the people of the world. The supreme being is not a sex deity. God is not limited to the attributes of a male deity or a female deity. But God is Allah in all, comprising all the divine attributes. Allah is more gracious, more beneficent, and a greater provider than can be envisioned in the male sex or the female sex deity. So the very sign of Allah's grace in the masculine role are the gifts of the original being, the Creator himself, the very presence of the grace that we see when we study the female, her function, and the fruit of her womb are the grace that we see in her function as a mother. All of these things are the works of an originator. Therefore, Allah is the perfect provider and the best benefactor. So God is not a half-deity, male nor female. He is not half-deity existing in male form or in female form or attributes, but a deity responsible for the divine attributes that we define as masculine attributes and for the divine attribute that we define as female attributes. So Rab evolves the whole creation. So this is an attribute that means the one who formed a thing from the very beginning, who developed that thing stage by stage until it reaches and desires goals and provides for it all that it needs, its continued existence. Allah knows the past and the future. So the one who is most worthy of our worship is that one who has been working on us from the very beginning, fashioning us and developing us to completion. He is not just a rab or a particular religion or of a particular family or life, but he has done this for the whole world, whole creation. So he who has existed from the beginning has no beginning himself. He is free from the influences and the effects of time and aging. Here is the image of God as the one who exists before this creation, who brought about all of these things step by step into manifestation. He is the one who knows what has happened from the earliest period of time. And moreover, he is the one who has been acquainted with us for before our very beginning. He is Rab, the one who developed the thing from the beginning, watching over its need and developing it stage by stage until the thing reaches completion. If he is the Rab for all the creations, all of the worlds of all of the universes, then who should we fear judgment from? We should not fear judgment from a newly conceived God deity, but we should fear judgment from the God who has made all these things possible from the beginning. The Quran, Surah 1, Ayat 7, not those wrathed upon. Numbers 14, 2-5, Jews complained against Moses. So the people on whom the people on whom wrath came are the people called Jews in the Bible. If we recall the Genesis, and particularly the Exodus, we see that the history of the so-called Jews and the history of a people who were suspicious of their leader Moses at every turn. They were questioning him. They did not follow him willingly. And they were not willing to accept directions when directions came to them. As a result of their suspicion and rebellion, God brought upon them a great punishment at the mount when Moses came down to them with the law on the tablet. They were a people who rebelled over and over again. They are given the name in this prayer, which means those upon whom the wrath of God fell. Here it does not say the wrath of Allah, it just says wrath. So why is the wrath in this particular prayer mentioned without the doers of the wrath being named? It is left like this because the wrath that came upon them was, as the Holy Quran says in many places, the consequence of their own wrongdoing. It was because of the consequence of their suspicion, their lack of faith, and their weaknesses, stray or misguided Christians. The Quran, Surah 1, Ayah 7, those who strayed. The Holy Quran refers to them in this way because it was the early founders of the so-called Christian church who is seeking a way out of their religious confusion. And Jerusalem took on foreign ideas from pagan thought. They came up with a kind of answer or an argument against the Jewish idea and the Jewish thinkers at that time. They went astray because they did not seek out the original way, but they sought to come up with something new. And forming something new, they introduced many idolatrous or pagan ideas into the religion. Though they went astray, they are not accused of going astray intentionally. If they were accused so, they would have been called those who rebel. They were seeking a way out of their problem and out of their confusion. They did have faith in God and they were looking for a right way, but they did not rely upon old established truths. So the Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 1-3, Quran for those who believe. Bukhari, page 147. Ishan, worship Allah as seeing him. So the Quran's mission is to advance the process of freedom. Freedom is for human intellect and rational potential. You cannot enslave a man's will or potential. We know that the mission of God's word in human life and society is to advance process of freedom, and not just the freedom of the physical body. This distinction is very important for American people, people who think of freedom in the circumstances of their own life and history. So when the word freedom is mentioned, it usually strikes the African American as freedom from physical bondage or physical restrictions. So the higher idea of freedom is not freedom from physical bondage, physical restriction, but freedom of the human intellect, of that rational potential that God gave equally to all people. You cannot enslave man's will or potential. You may capture or hold him back physically, but if he remains in the order God created him and doesn't sacrifice the spirit for forward movement God put him in, he will remain free, though he may be physically confined. Dokkan recites to the children before they even learn to speak. Muslim parents should recite the Quran to their children before they even learn to speak. In fact, it is advised that as soon as the child is born, the Kalima should be recited in its ear. It is also very important to recite Al-Fatiha and the first lines of the second chapter of the Quran, Surat al-Baqarah, translated the cow. Translation of the second chapter reads as follows. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Danakul katib ila rabbi fihi. Hudan ila mustaqim. Daraka, darakul, katibu la rabba fihi. Hudan ila mustaqim. Translated, this is the book. There is no doubt in it. It is a guide to those who want to go right. So now, should we be giving this to our children? And we should give it to them as believers so that when it registers on them, they accept it from the mouth of their faithful. If we read these verses to our children, they would be great guidance and support. The Quran would set their attitude before the world sets it for them. It would set their attitude towards being right, towards being dutiful to God and being responsible to the fellow man. Salakallahu Badin, surely Allah speaks the truth. We thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise LLC Murad Speaks for allowing us to come before you once again, and we thank you. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding as I greet you in the Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. And once again, thank you for listening.